This is the U105 phone-in with Frank Mitchell.
So, good morning to you. This time next week, it'll be Halloween. Just thinking, the year is flying by, absolutely flying by. We have a busy programme for you this morning. Whatever's on your mind, we'd like to hear about what you're thinking. Maybe you've got an idea that you'd like to bring to the discussion. 02890 333 105. The horror of the mother and baby home in Tuam. Is the right thing now about to finally be done? We'll be looking at that a little later in the programme. We always hear in the media that children should be more active and involved in sport, but now the Department of Education is cutting funding for Gaelic sport and soccer in schools. It seems like a really backward step, but why are they doing it? We'll find out more in a moment. Plus, the heartache of having a missing family member. What can be done to help find the Belfast man, Robert Holmes? Maybe you can help this morning. So 02890 333 105, and you'll need that number a bit later as well, because we'll be giving you a chance to win not one prize, but two between now and the middle of the day. 02890 333 105. I want to speak to the SDLP sports spokesperson, Justin McNulty, who's an MLA, very much an All-Ireland winner in the past as well. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This idea from government, the Department of Education, to do away with the tutors of Gaelic sport and soccer in the schools will alarm people who like to be sporting, who like their children to be active. Just remind us about this curriculum sports programme, how it has been working and why it's now being challenged, Justin.
The curriculum sports programme has been a hugely successful partnership programme delivered by the IFA and Ulster GAA jointly, where high-caliber coaches go into schools, primary schools, on a weekly basis and deliver fundamentals, sports skills, movement skills and physical skills to enable kids to develop not alone in the sports of soccer or GAA, but the skills are fully transferable. It's more than just the skills element of it, the physicality element of it, Frank. It's about the self-esteem element, the character building, the confidence that kids get from being active and being involved in team sports, the teamwork, the ability to play within the team, the discipline to gain from involved in the sport. A huge mental health element to this, the delivery of this programme by high-caliber coaches, and it's really, really sad to hear yesterday that the funding has been cut and that 50 coaches plus will be out of the job around Christmas time. Really, really sad.
There had been a suggestion, of course, last year that this was going to happen because the department didn't have the money for it. They found the money more or less at the last minute to stretch it through to Christmas. But this is beginning, middle and end of it, isn't it? There's no comeback, or is there a possibility of a last-minute reprieve?
There is a potential for a reprieve in the new financial year as after April 1st, Frank. However, that doesn't seem like very smart or joined up government thinking, where essentially you're making 50 plus coaches redundant in around Christmas, and then you're saying, well, maybe we might start this program up again in some form after April 1st. To me, that's crazy. That's not joined up thinking from government. Now, I don't think the fault of this lies with the department, the fault of this lies with the permanent secretary, the fault of this lies with our field executive. The fact that our two big parties can't get on, and now, as an outcome of that, the children are the collateral damage, the coaches' jobs are the collateral damage. These are young coaches who are making their way in the world and are being told they're not valued, they're being told they're not appreciated. And it's really, really sad that children and coaches are being failed by our lack of non-executive.
Having said that, however, Justin, there's all this talk about civil servants, senior civil servants, being able to make huge decisions in the future. This is hardly a huge decision. This just needs a stroke of a pen to ensure that the coaches can go into the schools. Well, why can civil servants not sign off on this?
Well, this is a funding matter primarily, Frank. I can't tell you ins and outs of what's going on within each department, but the clear message was from Derek Baker that the funding has not been made available. The funding is not available, and there are cuts across many areas of education which are really exacerbating for both parents, teachers and children alike, where you're seeing and observing that classroom assistants are now not being given to the classrooms where they're needed. And those cuts are continuing right across the education system, and that's just another example of that. And that fault lies with the failure of our executive to get the government up and running, where these decisions can be made, where money can be found, and money can move within departments to make our children's education a priority. And part of that education is massively sport and activity, and that should never be undervalued. And it's really sad that that's been cut as an outcome of our failed executive.
Would you accept that this, in terms of the pecking order within schools, isn't the most important thing, or is it wrong to always view something that's linked to physical education as being less than important on the curriculum strata?
I think it's not the correct view. I value sports highly. I value how much of an impact it made in my life. Frank, you'll appreciate it yourself, coming from a GAA background, how much of an impact it made in your life. It just gives kids a positive pathway and it can help build their self-esteem where they can carry it forward into any other area of their lives. And it's so important that kids have that access to high quality coaching at school level. And I do believe that sports and physical education needs to be fully integrated into the education system so that it enhances the overall education of the child, not alone physically but academically through their involvement in sport.
It must be soul-destroying for these 50 coaches that are going to be unemployed in 2019.
Yes, there's a huge uncertainty over the last year or two, Frank, and these are young people who are passionate about, not just young people, there's a diverse spectrum of ages within the coaching of this program, but they're being told they're not valued, and that's not a very strong message. That's the wrong message that these coaches should be getting. They're highly qualified, high caliber people, and they should be valued and cherished and be very much integrated into our education system.
And finally, Justin, you feel if we had a working executive at Stormont, these guys would not be out of work?
Absolutely. How could you possibly justify the closure of this programme? There's no possible defence of closing this programme, and a right-minded minister could never defend this decision.
Okay. Justin McNulty of the SDLP, thank you for your time this morning. The SDLP's sports spokesperson, former All-Ireland winner back in 2002 with the Armagh team. How important is sport to your child? And do you accept that these skills are transferable, whether it's Gaelic sports skills, soccer skills or whatever, that they are transferable to other sports and you have trained coaches in and the children are health and well-being is important, mental health is important, and this is now going to be simply sidelined? Or do you, like some people do, see sport and activity as the poor cousin of education? 0289033105. Is there a suggestion that our politicians see sport and leisure activity as indeed a poor cousin of education? 0289033105. Maybe you're one of the young coaches looking down the barrel of unemployment in 2019. How does it make you feel?